This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Some supermarkets already sell Beyond Meat's patty that bleeds juices, hamburger style, but until now its rival Impossible Burger has only been a restaurant thing. In Southern California today, shoppers will get their first crack at doing the impossibles at home. An upscale grocery chain called Gelson's, the company, Impossible Foods, has a stated goal of rendering animal meat superfluous in the next 15 years, but home cooks and the outdoor grill crowd will have to get on board. Here's Marketplace's Ben Bradford.
Impossible Meat looks like its raw ground beef counterpart, a red 12-ounce block sealed in plastic. Impossible Foods CFO David Lee says there are no special cooking directions.
You don't really have to tell a home chef to do anything different.
But convincing that home chef to take a chance on this faux meat has taken years of marketing. That's why the brand introduced its burger at high-end restaurants, says Jill Fela at retail consultancy Mintel.
Chefs really help set so many food trends, and they help guide consumers' palates.
The company plans to follow a similar strategy with supermarkets, starting at high-end chains like Gelson's and then expanding to more mass-market groceries. But Impossible Foods has new competition from major food companies like Kellogg and Tyson, says Arun Sindaram at CFRA Research.
The past couple weeks, tons of companies have introduced new product lines in the plant-based meat space.
CFRA estimates the alternative meats industry could be worth $100 billion by the end of next decade. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.